Don't you love hearing a sermon that you can just characterize as good? It edified you, it encouraged you, maybe it challenged you a little, and it brought you closer to God. How do we understand how to do more of that ourselves as preachers and teachers when we listen to somebody else or watch them in action and we think there's good things there? How can I make sure that I imitate healthily what's going on? Well, that's what we've been talking about in the last two episodes. And today we're going to wrap up this part of the three-part series looking at a sermon preached by my friend Bruce recently in Watford, where he did so many things so well. I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention and use it as a tool to help us to think about how to learn from others. So hopefully, through this three-part series, you'll be able to imitate Bruce's good practices, but also to learn how to review a sermon done by somebody else, to spot what is done well, and then to figure out how to use that healthily in your own situation. So in part one, I introduce the sermon, what we're trying to achieve. If you haven't watched the lesson, I encourage you to do so. This week, I'm going to be sharing some of my own observations about what Bruce did well, and also thinking about what we might then want to do ourselves. So Bruce's text was Hebrews 12, 1-3. Since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, that passage, we can run the race with perseverance. And Jesus is with us, the perfecter of our faith. He went to the cross, taking his seat at the right hand of God. Consider, verse 3, him who endured such hostility against himself from sinners, so that you may not grow weary in your souls and lose heart. By the way, I apologize for my cold, my rough voice. Here are the things I thought Bruce did well. You can watch the lesson for yourself. Number one, vulnerability. Bruce was open about some of his own current struggles to do with job hunting and things like that. He was a real person. Secondly, he was passionate. One of the things I love about Bruce, my old friend, is that he is a very passionate person, but it came through. He didn't think I shouldn't be so passionate. It's not appropriate for a sermon. His own personality came through. That passion was very important. Thirdly, the lesson was very Jesus-centered. It had application to our lives, but it was about Jesus. And if you look at the sermon, you see that he ends on Jesus. I think that's very helpful. Wherever else we've been in the lesson, to end focused on Jesus is always a healthy thing. Fourthly, he had a clear central point about running with perseverance. That's very helpful. It affected everything else he talked about. The next point, 30 minutes long, about the perfect length for our current context, just right. He provided enough context to the passage without too much. So he didn't just take it out of context. He set it in his context, to coming right after Hebrews 11, but he didn't belabor the point. He has some good thought-provoking questions, the sort of rhetorical questions for us to ask of ourselves and to think and reflect on. I think also the fact that Bruce coming in as someone who's not currently on the church staff was somehow helpful. You know, it's good to have a blend in our preaching of people who perhaps are staff people and who aren't. A mix is healthy. He used relevant additional scriptures. Again, look at the lesson. He brings in some scriptures to illuminate that passage from Hebrews 12. He doesn't spend too long in the other passages because this is the main one, but they do help to illuminate. He had some sub-points that fitted with the main point. He had his main point, but he didn't stray too far from it. His sub-points didn't take us off and down rabbit holes into some other place that doesn't have any point to, thing to do with Hebrews 12. They fitted with the main point. Next thing, he preached with great confidence, despite the fact he didn't know most people that were there. He's our visiting speaker. He knows some of us that are there, but actually the majority he's probably either never met or very rarely met. But he did speak with confidence. It's also a different environment. Going into a different venue with a different service format. I think also in his local congregation, if he preaches, he would get a bit more of the amens and come on, bro. We don't have quite so much of that in Watford in our particular church culture, for good or ill, I don't know, but a bit different. But that didn't affect his confidence in his preaching. It did seem to me that his confidence was in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and not in it. Based in himself and his circumstances, which I thought was excellent. And lastly, it's actually not to do with Bruce. At the end of his sermon, I'd asked his wife, Maggie, to come and pray. And there was something very powerful about that. Her prayer was wonderful, but also something about them as a married couple being united in the themes and the things that Bruce was preaching on, and to hear them both and to hear her pray, it was very enriching. Those are the things that I noticed. What did you notice? I'd really like to know. So please leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording, because we learn best when we're learning in community with, together, and from each other. that's what I have to share with you today. Next time, we're going to investigate how to host live interviews as part of your church service, and even maybe in the sermon slot. Radical, I know. I'd like to know what you think about that. But that's for next week. So please leave a comment. Pass this on to anybody who might find it helpful. Please consider joining us in AIM UK and Ireland for our teaching series. I think you'll really enjoy it. And remember at all times, to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.